So Bilezikian is an Armenian name, and I couldn't really come up with a hair story as much as I could hair experiences. So this is more or less, I've got a little list here more or less of experiences of being Armenian, having Armenian family, and their experiences having Armenian hair. So it starts off more or less like a, you might be Armenian, you might be an Armenian male if you can clog your shower drain with your body hair. Now, my sisters have said that they think that their beards rival mine. I've never actually seen them grow it out. They kind of pluck 4 or 5 times a day, so I'm really not sure if they're right about that, but they might be. See. One of them has had electrolysis done multiple times. It's not really working, but I always wonder why she's gone so long when she does. It turns out she actually has to drive all the way down to the nuclear power plant just to get enough electricity to get that stuff done. Still not working. Let's see. All right, so my dad uses professional grade clippers to try to trim his beard. He uses them more or less like a disposable razor. He chucks it every 1 or 2 uses. Gone, done, doesn't work anymore. It just turned off. Okay. I actually shaved right before coming here. And I found myself daydreaming the other day. What would happen if I could invent micro goats and have them just kind of like graze around my body all day long? That way I wouldn't have to groom anymore.
That's genius.
Right? And then the last one, the most beloved thing about my father, the thing we always make fun of him about, the thing that's just awesome, his shirt has never touched his skin. It just hovers like a little atmosphere around his hair. And not only that, but like it doesn't, like his hair doesn't even care that there's a boundary there. It just kind of sticks through at random places. So you think that you're like doing him a favor by picking a hair off, but he's like, ow! He doesn't like it very much. That's it.